Chapter 1, The 7 Destructive Habits. Here's a quote by Albert Einstein. "We can't solve problems by using the same kind of thinking we used when we created them." Most singers shriek when I tell them not to focus on what they're doing wrong when they sing, but to celebrate what they're doing right. It's programmed within most of us to want to know what we're doing wrong because, as mentioned earlier, we want to fix the problem and be done. The paradox is the more we focus on what we're doing wrong, we magnify it and create more of it. According to the law of attraction, whatever is going on in our minds is what we attract, be it good, bad, or indifferent. For example, if in your mind you think, "I'm pitchy," while you sing, the odds are good that you're going to sing pitchy. This is why I do not tell any singer in front of me to fix their pitch, because then that's all they think about while they continue to sing. I don't believe this is helpful to the singer, and in my mind, it explains why many other vocal coaches don't always find the success they would like to see in their students and are too focused on pointing out what a student is doing wrong, which creates an imbalance in the student's mind. Now, I didn't always know this. I used to totally, if someone was singing the wrong note, I would be like, "You're singing the wrong note," because of course you don't want them to sing the wrong note. But I have found a better way, and I want to share this way with you. So if you listen carefully, hopefully these states will help you understand how to improve yourself. Over time, you know, doing it the old way, when you're pointing out the flaws, some singers become really damaged by this kind of criticism, which is usually intended by the coach to be constructive. However, the singer develops a terrible defensive habit and becomes an expert at being quick to point out what they're doing wrong. You see, they get convinced that it feels safer to them to point out what they're doing wrong before somebody else can, because then they have more of a sense of control. And so what happens as a result is the amount of energy that that singer spends in monitoring and nitpicking their own vocal flaws just creates more inability on the part of the singer to be present. So the mindset of honing in on what you're doing wrong takes away from the natural flow of your performance and results in a vicious cycle of self-intimidation and defeat. The best way I've discovered to help singers overcome their vocal flaw is simply to identify the source of the problem. The source, or core, of the problem that all vocal issues stem from is an imbalance in your whole instrument. Once you understand the root of your vocal challenge, it will be easier for you to remedy it. In other words, core vocal power occurs naturally once the whole instrument is in balance, and by learning the 7 states of singers, you can begin to identify the root of your vocal flaws. Core vocal power is a method for mastering this balance. One advantage of using this approach is that it is dynamic in nature and caters to the individual. Because everyone is different and thinks differently about their voice, the process of finding your core voice will be a singular journey. Remember, nobody knows you better than you. Therefore, the more self-awareness you have, the better off you will be. Let's get started and learn about the 7 states of singers. Although everyone's vocal journey will be different, there are 2 key themes throughout each of the 7 states that is the same for everyone, and they are the importance of being present and letting go of the idea of perfection. These are both illusions. Trust me, you do not control your voice into empowered perfection. The secret is to align and allow it in the present moment. Each of the 7 states of singers fall into one of the 3 components of the instrument. Here's a brief overview of the 7 states and their corresponding component. First category is mind-dominant singers, and under that you have the perfectionist, which are the left brain, and the asleep, which are the right brain. Under soul-dominant singers, in the 2nd category, we have the overly conscious singers for the left brain and the oblivious singers for the right brain. In the body dominant singers category, we have number one, the action oriented, which are left brain, the hider, which are also left brain, and then the awkward, which are right brain. Did you notice how each of the states I mentioned corresponds to one side of the brain? So remember, part of having imbalances in the voice also means that your mind either shifts from extreme right brain to extreme left brain. It's not the side of the brain that's the problem, it's the fact that it's extreme. That would mean it's imbalanced. The information in the next three chapters is designed to help you discover which of the seven states you identify with the most. And once you understand the cause of your vocal imbalance, whether it be the mind, the soul, or the body, you will be able to apply the core vocal power method and watch how your weaknesses become strengths. I love this quote. It's the awareness of how you are stuck that makes you recover, by Fritz Perls. Please keep in mind that during your vocal journey, you can easily shift from one state to another. It's normal. The seven states are extreme examples in order to help you easily understand and identify the differences between them. With a clear understanding, you can better assess the root of your personal singing tendencies. Please keep in mind there are no right or wrong states or good or bad. If you find yourself in more than one category, that's normal. Very few people are just one, actually. But I want you to just know that whatever state you are in, just be honest with yourself and embrace it. Because by recognizing the state that you're in, you will be able to move forward with awareness and balance your instrument.